Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is episode 1246. A, the A's are the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's are great guests, and they're the topical medical story of the week. This one is how to grieve. 1246B is how to grieve for a pet. Now, the stories on the A segment, those are the latest medical news of the week, and there's some very important stories for you, especially if you're in a state that has liberalized cannabis, which is almost every state. Now, let's go and talk about our sponsors, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of bovine colostrum, probiotics, and DiResQ, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, often used for pediatric diarrhea, but has a great use. 60% of people who take it when they change dose or when they're injecting the GLP-1s a day before, the day of, a day after, 2 days after, those 4 days, they take it orally. It's a powder or pill. They take it. You put it in a little coffee or whatever you want to put it in. I put it in coffee. I don't take GLP-1s, but I put the bovine colostrum, which is part of this, in the coffee, and it's great. It helps your intestine heal and be better, and you not have the symptoms of diarrhea, constipation, nausea, vomiting, etc., that often accompany the GLP-1s, especially when you change dose. That's DiResQ. Go to their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials for both bovine colostrum and their probiotic varieties of Trubiotics. The other website, LongevityPlaybook.com, LongevityPlaybook.com, soon coaching program, and the first one we'll probably have out is on brain health, the 40 choices you can do, both an assessment and then the 40 choices you can do to keep your brain young longer, or as we say, Yougevity, for you control it, and you can get younger with longevity. Here is the stories of the week. The Automega, greater intake of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, is linked to better sleep at night. The Roizen rule for a younger you, scary one, is 1 in 5 U.S. adults are at increased of cardiovascular disease, causing them major problems in the next decade, and 56% or more in the next 30 years, that is of those alive. Half of patients with type 2 diabetes also have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That's a well beyond wellness story, and it's also a wellness foreplay story. And the most important story is that cannabis use is linked to a doubling in the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, with a significant heightened risk of having an acute stroke or heart attack. And that's what real-world data shows. Be careful using it. It has enormous risks that have popped up, especially in the elderly population. And that is the key story. But let's go through these four stories because they really have importance for you, both in teaching, talking to your kids, and yourselves. So the story that eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains during the day leads to better sleep. They took 34 people who used a smartphone app to log what they ate and also monitored their sleep pattern. those who had the recommended 5 cups of fruits or vegetables a day improved sleep quality by 16%. It's a remarkable that you can get such a meaningful change within literally in 24 hours of changing your diet. That's what this showed. In adults at increased risk of arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease, this is stroke or heart attack. Well, it turned out that when they looked at 14,184 participants in the National Health and Nutrition Survey between 2011 and 20, we're getting worse as time goes on, but it is, if you will, 76% of men. It's enormous, right? 76% of men, 56% of women, a little over 67% of all the population in 30 years will have a heart attack, stroke, or major memory loss. What that means is an enormous cost to the United States. And literally 90% of that is preventable by getting to what we call the 6 normals plus 2. Normal blood pressure, and last week we went over the fact, 50% of people who have high blood pressure don't think they have it because they don't have any symptoms. High blood pressure doesn't give you any symptoms until you have a heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, etc., or dementia. So get your blood pressure measured and control it. Your LDL cholesterol, a fasting blood sugar that's normal, whether it's with pills or with lifestyle treatments, it doesn't matter as far as reducing your risk. We obviously prefer lifestyle choices, but it doesn't matter. Many people need blood pressure meds because they can't get it just by lifestyle choices. And a waist that's less than half your height. When you measure your waist at your belly button with you sucking in, if you're, let's just say you're 6 feet tall, 72 inches, then your waist should be less than 36 inches. 5 feet 5, then that's 65 inches. Your waist should be less than 32 and a half. Measured at the belly button, tape measure around you, suck in, that's how you measure that. And you can get it there. Even I can do that. You work at it? Yeah, it does take a little work at it, but that's what life is all about. You got to take care of yourself. And no cotinine, tobacco, end products in the urine. We'll come to why that's really important with cannabis as well, because smoking does increase your risk of dying by the equivalent of 10 years older. That's about a 50% increase. That is, if you're 79, you're 50% more likely to die any day than if you were 69. That's what, in fact, cannabis smoking does in the next story. So that's the next story. So you want to get to 6 normals plus 2, the 6th, stress management, the +2, see a primary care physician once a year, and have your screenings and immunizations up to date. When you think about cannabis and its liberalization, you may think of Cheech and Chong, but that was our grandparents' cannabis. Now it is that use of cannabis over the age of 65 has gone up about 45% in the past 2 years. And what happens? Well, the use is linked to a doubling of the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. So it isn't just privilege. It isn't like having a beer or one glass of wine. It is a much greater risk when you smoke cannabis. Increases the risk of stroke under the age of 60 by 20%. Over the age of 60, it doubles it. This is really problematic. So cannabis liberalized, what should we do? Well, I don't think we should ban it, but we should have aggressive messaging on the risks of it. And if you care about living, we should have large messaging about discouraging its use if you want to live. because it does cause inflammation throughout your body. And the inflammation, this study should only use smoking. So we don't know whether it's the same risks with ingesting. But in this study that looked at, I think it was something on the order of 200 million people from 24 articles around the world, it doubled the risk of heart attack, stroke, and death in those over the age of 60. And as I said, under the age of 60, it increases it 20 and 29%. It's actually a little worse than smoking cigarettes. So the point is, if you're going to use marijuana, please do the edible forms. Don't get those that cause inflammation. And by the way, secondhand smoke with this is much worse. One joint, an hour in the presence of smoking this compared to tobacco for an hour, this is 8 times more inflammation in those who get the secondhand smoke as those who get tobacco secondhand smoke. So this is the set of stories we wanted to cover today. The key one is, really, want better sleep? Just go to vegetables and fruits. Increase, improve sleep in just one day by 16%, and it increased over the 1 week it was done in this group of 34 individuals. 1 in 5 U.S. adults will get a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years, 67% in the next 30 years of those alive today. What can you do about it? Get to 6 normals, 6 plus 2 normals. Half of the patients with diabetes have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Big problem. What do you do about it? Exercise. That's why we call it the wellness foreplay. Just doing 10,000 steps a day will decrease that dramatically. And cannabis, if you're going to use it, use the edibles. Be very careful. This is not your dad's or your grandfather's cannabis. It's much stronger. And the problem with smoking it, it doubles the risk for those over 60 of heart attack, stroke, and death. Thanks very much. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, brought to you by Longevity Playbook. Go there, sign up for the free newsletter. And lifesfirstnaturals.com. Go to that website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and see the data on Truebiotics, bovine colostrum, and Dye Rescue. We'll be back next week. This has been 1246A. And by the way, I think you'll want to get to, if you have a pet, dog, cat, whatever, you'll want to go to the B segment this week, what to do when your pet dies, how to celebrate that and grieve it successfully. Thanks again. Hope to see you on the B side.